Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Kazora. Tuesday, I posted my final Pittsburgh Steelers mock draft, my predictions of what I think the team will do Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Go check it out if you haven't yet, where I offer detailed explanations for each selection. But as a quick recap, at the top, I went Duke center Graham Barton in round one, Florida receiver Ricky Pearsall in the second round, Notre Dame offensive tackle Blake Fisher in the third round, and North Carolina inside linebacker Cedric Gray with the team's other third-round selection. That is, of course, my guess, and I think all four names are realistic targets, but I gotta admit, I feel less confident about this year's mock than last year. In 2023, I had a pretty good sense they would target a tackle and trade up for one. I just wasn't quite sure who. This year, I wrestled with center versus tackle and all the names you could fit into those buckets. A second-round receiver was hard to place. I feel like they will draft one there, but trying to identify a big outside receiver they've shown a fair amount of interest in, I just had a tough time. I do think inside linebacker will be a mid-round target, third or fourth round, and that might be among the things I'm most confident in. With plenty of needs, depth at positions the Steelers are targeting, and the general unpredictability of the NFL draft, I don't know how these 3 days will go. It should make for an exciting draft weekend in the year where Pittsburgh has to get it right. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.